When I say the word fan, what do you guys think about fan? The word fan.
Cooling down.
Cooling down. Yeah. Do you think one of them fans? Yep. What if I said, now this is a long time ago, I used to love footy. I was a footy fan. What does that? That's a different type of fan, isn't it? Okay. So today we're not actually talking about those kinds of fans. We're going to be talking about a person who really is keen on on barracking for a team. All right? I'm going to tell you a bit of a story. Some of it's true, some of it's made up, but it's not lie. It's just simply I'm just telling you it's a made up story from my past. Okay. So when I was a kid. Now, how old have we got? What are the ages we've got here? Start with this one. We got 3, 2. Got that one wrong.
4, 5. 6.
Oh, this is working well. Yep.
9. 9.
Okay. All right. Well, between 5 and 7, I used to barrack for Footscray. Now, who actually grew up in Victoria who remembers Footscray as a football team? 3 people. Yeah, I knew it was going to... may not work, this story. But when I was a kid, we grew up in a home that barracked for football. We listened to the football, we watched the football locally. My brother used to play football. Even I actually started to play football, which was a bit scary, but they were way bigger and scary than I was. Pretty strong, but they were way too strong, so I stopped playing football. They were a bit too scary. But anyway, when I was a kid, and I was probably in primary school, when I first started to barrack for... Footscray. Now, my mum barracked for Essendon. You'll get to get a picture of our crazy family. My dad barracked for Melbourne, and my little brother barracked for Richmond. Okay, so Ricky, he's like, yeah. So what team did you barrack for? A Richmond. There we go. Another Richmond supporter in church. Now, back in those days, Footscray colours. Now, I wish Benny was here, because Benny would probably be able to tell me this question. What colour, you might not know from coming from New South Wales and that, but Footscray colours, well, Mickey wouldn't. Mickey, what colour of Footscray? Oh, okay. Oh, yes, absolutely, red, white and blue. And that's right, so I'd wear my scarf and, you know, Mum humoured me and bought me a scarf of those colours. Now, back in those days, we didn't actually watch the TV like you can now to watch the football being played. Now, remember, this is when I wasn't a Christian and I wasn't an Adventist, okay? So a lot of the games were on the Saturday and we'd listen to it on the radio occasionally. But I was a bit bored by it, listening to my team get thrashed and lose almost every weekend. So I'd be off riding my bike around the town, or I'd be hanging with my friends, you know, as you do when you're a child. But it got to the point, it was in 1978 and I was now nearly your age. I was actually 10. And I was in grade 5, and it was September, and Hawthorn, I remember this is the true part, this is really the true part, Hawthorn had just defeated North Melbourne in the grand final, and they were on the pages, they were on the newspaper, in the newspapers, and all the shop windows had the coloured, do you remember collecting the newspaper front page of the grand final winners? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we did. We're typically Australian. Anyway, and so they were on the front pages and they were all very excited. They were well known. And I thought, I'm sick of Footscray. That's not their colours, but I'm sick of Footscray. I'm going to become a Hawthorn supporter. And I became a Hawthorn supporter after that. You know what, though? One of my friends wasn't very happy with me. She used to barrack for St Kilda. Now, St Kilda was actually worse a team than Footscray back then, and I'm sorry to say, they still are. And they've hardly won I don't think they've won a grand final in the last 40 years. But my friend Janice, her name was Janice, it's a part of a true story, I had a friend called Jan, and she barracked for St Kilda. She was a bit cross with me and disappointed when I decided to change teams and now barrack for Hawthorn, because she said, she just didn't understand. But you know what the difference was? I was a fan. She was a follower. Okay? We're going to explain this in a sec a bit more. This is what Dad's probably I forgot to mention, too, that I used to lose a lot of my pocket money making bets with my friends, which we don't do now. I don't make bets. But I used to waste a lot of my pocket money giving to my friends after I would say, my team's going to beat your team this Saturday. And they'd say, no, your team's not going to win. I said, I'll make a bet. And they said, yep. So I only got 50 cents from my pocket money when I was your age. Is that a lot or a little bit? Not much now, no. And I ended up probably giving most of my pocket money away to my friends because I kept betting for Footscray to win and they'd lose. And that was another reason I thought, I'm sick of losing all this money. I'm going to barrack for a team that's a winner and I'm going to win some money back. But then they didn't want to make any bets after that with me because I'm now barracking for a winning team. Anyway, sorry, I'll just get back to where I'm going. Now, the difference is that my friend Janice was a follower. And you know, to this day, she still barracks for St Kilda. Whereas me, I barracked for Hawthorn, Footscray first, then Hawthorn, and now that I'm before I became a Christian, I probably still barrack for Hawthorn, but not really. I just listened to them. If they won, I went, oh, that's good. That I wasn't really keen anymore. Anyway, but my friend Jan, she still barracks for St Kilda. So she remained loyal. Do you know what word loyal means? You heard it before? It means staying true. So you might have a loyal friend who's your friend through everything, no matter what. Have you got a close friend like that? Yep, what about you, Nathaniel. Sorry, Dad. What about you, mate? Have you got a friend that... Well, you've just come into town, but have you got a good friend that plays with you no matter what? Yep, fantastic. And I grew up with quite a good few friends like that. But... problem was, my friend Janice was loyal. She remained faithful to her team. Me, I was a fan. I changed teams. Now, there's a lot of stories in the Bible about people, and we probably know a few, that were only fans. They swapped. They swapped their teams, if you like. They didn't stay followers of Jesus. I'm going to say a couple of names in the Bible. Hopefully this is not too much, Dad. And I'm going to say, so Judas, you remember the name Judas? Okay. Was he a fan or a follower? A fan. Because he swapped, didn't he? He changed his mind and he actually betrayed Jesus, didn't he? What about Noah? Was he a fan or a follower? Follower. You all getting this? Your big sister's answering all the questions here. That's all right. Do you understand? So we need to be followers of Jesus. Not fans, don't we? What about Daniel? Excellent. All right, I'll give you another one. This won't be hard. Ananias and Sapphira. Now, if you don't know them, maybe I might have to ask the big kids.
Are they the ones that
went to the... That's right,
keep going, Dad. Got it.
Something to do with... a lie.
Is it the one that, when they went to the temple and then, I think the woman, she said that she sold the...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the husband said that he sold the property for so much and he was lying. And then he dropped down dead because he lied to the Holy Spirit, didn't he? He lied to Peter, but it wasn't to Peter that he was really lying to, it was to God. And Sapphira as well said the same thing, and she dropped down dead. So they were definitely fans. They were not followers, were they? What about one more? What about Paul? A fan or a follower?
First it was he hated God, and
hated Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Yep. And then second, he was a follower.
Absolutely, excellent. That's good. Do you know some verses in the Bible? And I want to ask some of the big kids here as well. Do you know what the saddest verse, I'd say it was the second saddest verse in the Bible. There's two verses in the Bible that are very sad. Okay. One of them actually talks about the fans leaving Jesus. But the first one, do you would like to give an idea of what the saddest verse in the Bible is?
Going to myself stuff.
Sorry?
Going to myself
stuff. Oh, no. I was thinking just prior to the flood, what did God say? I regret making man. one of the saddest verses. The next saddest verse, as far as I'm concerned, is found in John chapter 6, verse 66. I don't think I'm ever going to forget this because it's got 6, 6, 6. I'm going to wait for the big kids to open it up. And I'm just going to read it to you. And it just shows you that there was a lot of people during that time that they were following the crowd behind Jesus. But you know what? They're actually fans. And it says, this is what Jesus said. And he said, "Therefore I've said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father." Now here's the saddest verse. "From that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more." That's like me when I gave up Footscray. This is a lot more important than me barracking for Footscray. They thought they were following Jesus. And when it got too tough, they turned away and they just gave up. They didn't follow Jesus anymore. That's probably one of the second saddest verses in the Bible. They were fans for a time, and they were probably after the bread and the fishes, because let's face it, Jesus was really good with his miracles, the miracles that happened. Remember how did he have, like, 3 fish and how many loaves? I can't remember. There's 2 stories. Yep, fantastic. And he did that twice, didn't he? He fed the multitude, thousands of people. There were a lot of people there that were just there for the food. Okay? But we need to be, because we love Jesus. And do you know what the Bible says about those who do follow, though? The followers. The Bible says in Revelation 14, it says that those who are saved are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And like Dad was picking the hymns, what songs have we sung just a moment ago? About following the Lamb, didn't we? Yep. And last verse, in John 10, verse 4, it says, "When he has brought us all out of his own, he goes ahead of us, ahead of them," which is he's the shepherd. Jesus is our shepherd. "And his sheep," and I'm hoping that everyone in this room, including Elder Peter, who's just left the room, but everybody here, are sheep, willing to follow Jesus, our shepherd. Because we will always follow the shepherd when we hear his voice, and he will call to us. Okay, so don't be that fan. Definitely don't be the fan that changes teams and so forth. Always be a follower. Okay, stick with Jesus no matter what. Alrighty, I think I've talked too long. You guys can go back to your seat. Thanks for helping with those answers.